by transcription. Tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you Escape.
Escape, designed to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present a story of two boys and the dreadful game which they played. You might have read about it in your newspaper. It might have happened in your town. And if it did, it must never happen again.
So listen now as Escape brings you Anthony Ellis's terrifying play, The Game.
And it was at 2:00, quite innocently at first, that the dreadful game began.
What do you want to do, Penn?
I don't know.
You?
I don't know. We could have a couple of games of ping pong. You got the dough?
40 cents.
We could, then.
I don't know. No, I don't feel like it.
Okay. Hey, we could shoot some pool.
What's the matter? You always want to play games. Kid stuff. You know something?
What?
I feel like getting drunk.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
You're kidding. What do you want to get drunk for?
For fun.
Yeah, some fun.
My folks won't be back till later tonight.
Not me, boy. Not me.
I can get hold of a bottle.
Not me, boy.
Chicken?
That's me.
Okay, so long.
Hey, Red. Wait a minute, Red.
You kidding? What do you want to do that for?
You got any better ideas what to do?
No, but I don't
care. I'll see you.
You know what would happen if they ever found out.
They won't find out.
You can stay over at my house tonight. Call your folks. Nobody will know.
It's crazy.
No, it isn't. Don't you ever want to do something different? We're not kids. Maybe you are. Maybe you need a couple of drinks to grow up.
Big man, I'm 2 weeks older than you.
Not up here, boy. Not up here.
Ah, nuts to you.
And we walked slowly, carrying the idea to a white house with gray trim. A house well lived in. Empty now, but waiting. And the boys went in, upstairs, and to a room papered with ships and pennants, signs and maps. One read and disappeared for a few minutes. The other tried to become interested in a book of fighting ships. He was afraid of what was to come, knowing why and not quite knowing.
No. The gardener hid it in the woods yet. I found it a couple of weeks ago. Hid it somewhere else. Boy, I bet that fractured him. How do you like it?
I don't care.
Straight?
Sure.
Water, Jason?
What about you?
No water for me.
Same thing. Sit down. We'll talk.
They drank. They didn't like it, but they'd started the game and they couldn't stop. The small clock with an hour front piece ticked above them, the eyes of the bird metronomically switching from side to side. A car passed occasionally, and there was a tension until the sound of tire and engine faded away. It didn't take too long for the warmth to grow and the eyes to become hot, the tongue loose.
Take her out?
A couple times, I guess.
All right. Next?
No.
Not much.
Oh.
I thought you two were like that.
That's what I heard last time.
You kidding. You know what's the matter with you, Pim?
What?
You're soft. I'm your friend, boy, I can tell you. What the other guys say, think, you know? Guts, boy. Not all there, not enough. You're your friend, honey, I like you. But you gotta have guts.
I got guts.
Not enough. That's what all the guys think. Pinville, boy, they're kind of soft, you know? Chicken.
Yeah?
I'm telling you. I don't want to be a pal to a guy who's soft. You gotta be hard. Be like the other
guy. How do you figure all this, huh? Nobody asks you. I know what I am. I know I'm not soft. I'm not chicken.
You're afraid to get drunk.
Well, I'm getting drunk with you.
Because you were afraid I'd think you were chicken. That's why.
You're crazy.
I've seen you afraid. I had to explain it to the guys.
When?
That time we went shooting ducks for the old man's shotgun. You were chicken then.
You're crazy.
The guys thought you were. Afraid of the gun.
Well, that's not chicken.
Well, that's what I told them. But I'm not sure.
You suggest.
Now, you can't run out on that boy. I'm your friend, and I'm telling you for your own good.
Okay, you told me I'm chicken. No guts, now forget it.
Afraid of a gun. You and me can never go hunting up in the mountains, I'll tell you that.
Cut it out.
You are, kid. You're chicken.
You want a fight? Is that what you want, huh? You want a
fight? Boy, that doesn't mean anything. Kid stuff. I got a better idea. You want to really do something that'll show, boy, that'll really show it?
Do what?
Play a game. You like games. Real easy game to learn. Nothing to it. Yeah. Have a drink. Sit down.
Game?
Yeah, I read about it a while back. Russian roulette.
I know. Some kind of gambler?
I'll tell you. Real easy. First, you get a gun. Revolver. A real gun, Penny. Bullet gun, Penny.
So what?
You take one bullet and you leave it in the gun, see? Then we take turns.
What kind of crazy game is that?
We take turns pointing at our heads and pulling the trigger. If nothing happens to you, I take the gun, bend the cylinder, and point it at my head, and shoot.
You call that a game?
Sure. See which one goes chicken first. You never know where the bullet is. And if you spin the cylinder and the bullet comes up on your turn, Louie.
Oh, that's nuts.
In this book, it went a long time. And then one guy got like you gets. He was chicken, and he folded.
Listen, I'm sick of hearing you say that. Now, I'm sick of it. You hear? You want to know something? You get chicken before me. You.
I wouldn't do it to you, Pam. Don't worry. Wouldn't be fair. Forget it.
Now, wait a minute. You started it. Go ahead. Finish it. Your old man got a gun, has he?
Sure.
Okay. You want to be crazy? Okay, go ahead. Get the gun. Go ahead. Well, go on. Get it. Let's start playing.
Red smiled a smile of pity. With deliberate ease, he sauntered from the room. Pin might have seen him stagger a moment as he reached the door, but Pin wasn't looking. He was noticing, for the first time, his hands lying flattened on the table, disassociated. And there was a scar on the right index finger. He got it when he cut himself 12 years before on his first borrowed scout knife. Now, only the scar. A memory on a trigger finger. He didn't look up again until Red came back with the gun.
.38. That's the best handgun. Wanna hold it? No. I figured you wouldn't. It's okay, we'll forget. Go ahead. Take out the bullet. Okay. Take out five. Leave one. Huh, Penny? Yeah. Take out five. Leave one.
The gun rested muzzle to the wall in the center of the table, the table bearing scratches made by a three-year-old in a forgotten moment of high experiment. The boys sat opposite each other looking down at the gun. Because the whiskey affected them with their strange new feeling, details of the table edge, a wall, pattern on the rug, these details on the fringe were blurred, but not the gun. The gun was clear and precise, and the gun waited.
You want to go first? Doesn't make any difference. Me neither. Flip a coin. Okay. Call. Heads.
How he would best reach out to take the handle gracefully, practically. He had never held a revolver in his life. Fascinated in his fear. Red watched, his mouth open a little, eyes reddened with drinking, but bright, watchful. Seeing the friend of his youth slowly raise the gun, unsteady and awkwardly turning the barrel to his head, he wet his lips and waited.
You're doing a lot of talking. You're scared. It's your turn. Give me the gun. Boy, that's a real gun. Remember when we were kids? Cap the boys. Bet you never thought we'd be doing this.
No.
Okay. My turn. Where are you, baby? Where are you? Want to make a side bet on this one?
It's going to pay me if you lose.
Watch, man. When you make up your mind to do it quick, see? Like this. Now you sweat it out again. Pretty good game, huh? I'll make you one bet, though.
What's that?
You crack four, I do.
You're nuts.
A buck? A buck?
Sure, a buck.
The game had taken another turn. It presented an added incentive to win. A dollar bet that one boy would be a coward. A boy would lose his nerve. Wouldn't have the guts to take another chance of blowing his brains out. Good bet, that. Sensible. Right young man. The room was too warm. And outside, the middle afternoon sun blazed down hot on the heavy sycamore trees, dusty and still. A 12-year-old passed by on the street whistling tunelessly, childishly, on his way to the drugstore for a soda.
Go ahead. Or do you want to quit now?
I'll do it. Don't worry.
I'm not quitting. Boy, I'll say this for you. Guy who's as scared of guns as you are, you're doing all right. It gets tougher now, though. It's all in the luck, you know? You lucky, Finn?
Yeah. I'm lucky.
That's good.
I'm not lucky. I'm not anything. Why am I doing this? I wonder if I'll hear the noise before I feel pain. Or what it'll be like. When Grandma died, they said there wasn't any pain. It's too hot in here. The gun feels hot. Red thinks I'm yellow. Oh, I'd like to. I wonder if he'd keep on smiling if I pointed the gun at him. Maybe you need another drink, huh?
No. I don't want any more. Okay. Well.
Red.
Well, what's the idea? What are you pointing to me for?
You scared?
No, I'm not scared.
Maybe we should play it this way for a while. I shoot at you. You shoot at me.
That's not the game.
Why not? Same thing.
No. That'd be like murder. You want to play, you play it right. Who says the way we've been playing is right?
Oh, I get it. You're trying to get out of taking your next shot.
No, I'm asking you, who says the way we're playing is right?
Listen, will you quit pointing at
me? What difference does it make? Just tell me that.
It's a difference. We're playing Russian roulette. That's the difference. You want to quit, say so, that's all.
I'm not quitting.
Okay, then. Take your shot.
It was a thing to be well considered on the part of Red. The abstract quality of self-destruction was one thing, but a gun pointed at him, gun held in another hand, this was not a game of his choosing. He'd have no part of it. Suddenly, he knew himself to be sober, terribly sober. And because of this, and the fact that the game had mushroomed beyond his understanding, there was no stopping the play. He knew that Pym was sober, too. And as from a great distance, he saw his friend raise the gun. But steadily this time, pressure whitening the index finger, the muzzle touching just at a pulsing vein he had noticed in Pym's temple.
I didn't die. Now he's got to do it again. I showed him. I did it. That's twice for me. He's got to take his turn now. I've lived twice. He hasn't yet. I wonder how this started. I wonder why it doesn't stop. Maybe there were only 5 bullets in the thing. No, there was 6. I saw them. There's still one in there. My legs don't sleep. I wish I could get up. Walk on it.
You're a lucky guy.
Yeah.
I'm lucky, too.
You better be.
My turn now. My turn. Why didn't he quit? He's never had guts. Why didn't he quit? Maybe he's so drunk he hasn't got the sense. No, he's not drunk. Why didn't he quit? It's my turn. I gotta do it. He'd tell everyone if I didn't. He'd tell them all and they'd laugh. I don't know. I don't know. It feels like the bullet might be coming up. Not yet, not yet. I got a smile like I'm enjoying it. This'll be something to tell our kids, something.
Yeah, it sure will. How long are you going to take?
What's the matter? Make you nervous?
Why should I be nervous? It's your shot.
Okay, then shut up, huh?
He's scared. He doesn't want to do it. I'm not the only one. All his big talk. He's no more than me. All that big talk. Look at him. He's scared.
It was at the moment that Pym discovered this truth, that he knew he wanted to, he could quit the game. And as he looked at Red, he became aware of great anger. It had no direction, no apparent reason, but it filled him and made him strong.
Let's quit.
You're crazy.
I want to quit.
Nuts to you. My shot. I don't care what quit. You quit when it's your shot. I'll take care of myself.
I'm telling you, Red, put the gun down.
Drop dead.
Put it down. You're chicken.
Yeah. No.
By the telephone for a long time, and he cried, as he hadn't cried for a long time. Pin stayed in the room. He felt it too, in his throat, the sickness, the tight-held tears. Neither boy knew what it was or why. And then after a while, he was calm again. Red came back in.
That was Mom.
Oh?
She said we could go to the tavern for dinner if we like. She charged it.
That'd be okay.
Well, yeah. Well, I guess we better clean up the place, huh?
They cleaned up, not saying much to each other. They felt very close and were not able to express their closeness. Then there was the last thing to do, and the last part of the game to be played. They had to know. So they walked to the edge of the town into a shallow ravine. Red took the gun from his pocket. He still had the shot. He'd never fired it himself. He aimed at a half-burned tree stump some 50 yards away and slowly began to squeeze the trigger.